You're listening to the Grow Great. Wait a minute. No, you're listening to the Peer Advantage podcast, episode 5001. Welcome inside the Ella studio. Is that dramatic music? Does that do it for you? I'm not going to use that every week, but hey, I'm certainly glad that you're here, and this is going to be a short episode, but I'm going to get you up to speed with everything that's going on. I will tell you that for more context, you need to go back and listen to the previous episode, which I labeled TPA-001. TPA stands for The Peer Advantage. So I'm not going to retrace my steps. You can go back and you can find all the details that you want there. You can't say that you're all in until you're all in. And so the announcement today, this completes the wager. I can now look in front of me and tell you that every last chip has now been shoved into the middle of the table because, well, I kind of like the hand I got. Strong talk for a non-gambler. I don't gamble. Yes, it's a religious conviction. No, don't sue me. But it does paint the picture that I do want you to see. Commitment, total professional commitment. Here's what you can expect. For starters, you can expect a change. Yeah, that's not quite true. You can expect many changes. And here are just some of the ones that I have planned so far. I will tell you that I reserve the right to change my mind, and I reserve the right to add more if I think they are going to bring you value. First, let's talk about content. The subject is going to focus on the advantage that is provided by the people in our lives, both professionally and personally. Yes, I call it peer advantage, but it's really people advantage. The focus is still on growing our small businesses and our leadership, but it has to include our growth as human beings too. So the stories, the strategies, the tactics, they're going to concentrate on our effective interactions with the people who are making a difference for us. There's going to be plenty of how-to learning coupled with real-life examples of people who are finding their lives enhanced by the people they allow into their lives and the people who, frankly, allow them into theirs. Schedule. As I get some details ironed out, you should expect new episodes to be released every Sunday afternoon. My goal and my commitment is to make the episodes hit your feed weekly, and I think it's important for you to be able to count on me, and I have to apologize to you, and so I'm going to take this opportunity to do that, and then I'm going to move on for my past failings. I'm already working on a schedule that will provide you a new episode each week by 6 p.m. Central Time every Sunday. Now, additionally, the Peer Advantage email newsletter. This isn't necessarily part of the podcast, but it kind of sort of is. The Peer Advantage email newsletter is going to be released monthly. It's just another communication tool that, frankly, I have neglected for far too long. The newsletter will likely include links to special videos, podcast episodes, and written content that will not be available elsewhere. My intent is to make the newsletter stand on its own. I will not be providing information by the newsletter that you can just find anywhere on the website. I plan to make it exclusive content. No, it's free. There's no charge for it. I want to give you a compelling reason to even look forward to an email from me once a month. I don't think once a month is going to overdo your inbox. You can look for the Peer Advantage email newsletter to arrive every seventh day of each month. I can hear the wheels turning already. Seven. Biblically, the number seven means completeness, and it happens to be a number of small business owners who are going to form each group of Bula Network. Yep, every Bula Network group will consist of seven small business owners. So why not? The seventh day of every month, you can look for that to hit your inbox. So if you have not subscribed, do it right now. Go to the website, Over in the right-hand margin, you will see the Peer Advantage email newsletter. It's a light green box. Just plug your email address in there, and you're good to go. Well, you do have to click a confirmation email. Let's talk about format. The format's going to vary depending on the subject of the episode. I may even break with my long-standing tradition of not doing interviews. And it's not that I don't enjoy doing interviews and that I don't enjoy listening to interviews. I just have never really wanted to rely on a publishing schedule that hinged on anybody else. I knew how difficult it was for me to manage my own schedule, much less to have to rely on kind of sort of managing somebody else's. But there are some people, in fact, there's quite a long list of people that I really would like to bring to you. So you should expect to hear an occasional interview. And not just with so-called thought leaders, but with all sorts of people who can contribute to our collective improved understanding of the peer advantage. I mean, to give you an illustration, just this afternoon, and the details are unimportant because you're probably not a hockey person, but if you are, then hey, good for you. Bula to you. Ken Hitchcock was rehired as the head coach of the Dallas Stars here in Dallas, our professional ice hockey team. And ESPN had let go one of their most senior hockey writers, and the Dallas Stars hired this gentleman to kind of be their senior digital editor. And he sat down with the coach and released a little short interview this afternoon on Twitter. And a couple of minutes in, Ken Hitchcock told a very brief story, but these are the kind of things that I think are important to us for us to really understand that this is our life. Our lives are enhanced by the people that we allow into our life, by the people that we invite into our life, and by the people who allow us to enter their lives. And Ken Hitchcock talked about being in a professional, he called it a professional kind of a scouting meeting with an NHL team, and the amateur scouts were there. Now, every NHL team, they've got amateur scouts who keep tabs of all the college players and, you know, the players that are not yet under contract and junior players and whatnot. And in the meeting, he was very impressed that the general manager and all these hoity-toity professional guys, they were listening attentively to a couple of the amateur scouts who had really strong feelings about various players that were on the draft board. And it just goes to show you that your willingness to listen and allow other people to participate in the conversation, it just might benefit you. So all sorts of people, as you can see by that example, can contribute to our collective ability to understand and better understand the peer advantage. The length of the episodes is going to vary, but my goal is going to keep them under 40 minutes. I'm going to follow that age-old radio mantra that, well, frankly, it translates into every form of content delivery, including and maybe especially public speaking. It'll be as long as it needs to be and not a second longer. And the big objective is going to avoid being boring. Sound bites. I just gave you an illustration. I mean, rather than me to tell you what I just heard Ken Hitchcock say with the Dallas Stars, okay, what if I were to just kind of insert that sound clip? I mean, the sound clip was no more than 20 seconds. Took me longer than that to tell you about it. I like sound bites. I mean, we are in a sound bite world, and I'm no different than you. I rather like them. And so snippets of what people say can really liven things up. It can just kind of move it along, and it gives us a nice, I don't know, it's just a nice touch. It's a nice feel. And so I do plan to insert in various episodes the sound bites that can illustrate the subject at hand. Listener feedback and stories. I want to ramp up the engagement here. I'm real dissatisfied with the job that I have done. I mean, come on, here it is, the peer advantage, and I'm not really fostering near enough engagement here, and that's completely my fault. All I ask is that you keep it on point with the content of the new show, The Peer Advantage. Who are the people in your life that spurred on your success, that spurred on your accomplishment? How did they most impact you? What about the people that you're trying to help? And how are you going about that? How do you go about inviting strangers into your life? Do you? Randy Cantrell at BulaNetwork.com. There's a link in the show notes. So just simply go to the website and in that search this website over on the right-hand side, just plug in the number 5001 and it will take you there. So Randy Cantrell at BulaNetwork.com. Just email me. What else would you find valuable? How can I make the peer advantage high value for you? And no, everything is on limits. Just fire away. If it impacts small business owners, I'm interested. If it's something that small business owners can leverage for their own learning, I'm in. And frankly, if it's something that people are just interested in connection and collaboration and communication, okay, I'm still in. And so now all I need is just a little bit more time to get all my ducks lined up so this new workflow can kick in to help me achieve these objectives. Because, you know, it is all about the process, right? I mean, so we've got to just give me a little bit of time. I do promise to keep you in the loop every step of the way. And if I have some thoughts and things, I'm not going to wait until I get just completely ready. If there's something I want to share, I'm going to share that. You know that. You are part of the journey. You're part of my journey. And I hope that I am a small part of your journey as well. So with that, I'm going to say thank you and I appreciate you. Now, remember to email me your thoughts, your feedback. Randy Cantrell at BulaNetwork.com. And make sure you subscribe to the Peer Advantage email newsletter. I've got some plans for some pretty cool stuff there that you will get only there. And yes, it's completely free, and it always will be. What do you think? There are various domains that will get you all to the same place, and that is to the website. And the website, frankly, is BulaNetwork.com. That is kind of the native domain because that's the name of the business. But GrowGreat.com will take you there. ThePeerAdvantage.com will take you there. And HireHumanPerformance.com will take you there. Frankly, RandyCantrell.com will take you there. Is that crazy or what? Of all of them, GrowGreat is still probably the shortest, so I plan on continuing to hawk that. GrowGreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell, but you knew that already. And you also know where I'm at, but I'm going to say it anyway. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio.